on Nintendo Podcast webisode, Kirby's birthday!
Yay! Happy birthday to you!
Kirby!
Happy birthday to you!
Kirby!
Happy birthday, dear Kirby!
Kirby!
Happy birthday to
Kirby!
You!
Yay! How many years are you, Kirby?
24.
Hey!
Yay!
Don't get that confused with webisode 25.
25 weeks of excellence.
Coincidence?
I think not!
Should have had your birthday last week.
Yeah. What a stupid move, Kirby. Alright, this week we have Kirby, obviously.
Hello.
Mother Brain.
Hi.
Nikki Hill.
Hey, everybody.
Myself. John the Savage.
Hey.
And Lou.
Yo.
We have some interesting news stories this week, because we usually don't. First story this week is Brain Training was officially announced for the U.S. Brain Training, what's the official name here? Brain Age Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day will be showing up on April 17th.
That's a nice little short title, kind of rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, just like what you just said. Big Brain Academy is coming out May 30th.
I already have a big brain.
Both of these titles will be coming out at a budget price of $20.
That's right up my alley.
Stupid broke people can buy it and
get rich.
Stupid, you mean as in they need to play this game to become smart. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying broke people are stupid.
Only stupid people are poor.
So,
then I guess I'm stupid.
I'm pretty dumb.
So this is great news because we've been waiting for the official release date. So basically, it's an IQ test. It's got math, it's got reading, it's got matching, it's got Sudoku now, which is hugely popular.
Actually, some exciting news. Nikki Hill got an advanced copy to test. It's official. He's stupid.
It actually blew up his DS.
Blew up my brain. Just like in Scanners.
Press button? What the hell does that mean?
Alrighty.
I can't
press
get to,
start.
Hey, Robbie, did you get to this second part with 2 plus 3?
2 plus 2 is 4.
Well, I can see why this guy's so popular. Well, anyway, it's officially coming out. Are you guys interested in this type of game, or do you think it's more for older gamers, or older people in general?
I'm a little scared to get into it, because I am afraid to be dumb.
Well, see, you can keep taking it over and over, and you can get an average a week. No, it's there's different questions, and you can get an average intelligence.
So you have to play for
you can try to get that average intelligence.
I'm a firm believer.
That's 100.
And if you don't use it, you lose it. So I think it's a good thing for you to, you know, train your brain.
I'm going to get it and give it to my kids.
You have kids?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Little looblets running around.
You'll what?
Said all across the world.
Oh. Well, I'm going to pick it up. I'm excited for this game. And as long as Nintendo pushes it in the right sort of advertising way, it should do really well with, like, the older crowd. I know they're putting it in certain magazines, like not kids' magazines.
Excuse me.
But they're trying their best to advertise it to reach a more an older audience, to get an older crowd interested. Because in Japan, it's selling really well among older gamers. So
older gamers, as in like the 30-year-old age range.
That's
no,
old.
Like 40s and older.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're playing it to like keep their mind sharp and stuff like that. So
got to keep that mind sharp when you're old as 40.
So 40 and older. So they're bringing it out here at a budget price,
you
which
think
is great.
Gaming grandma. Or whatever her name.
Grandma Hardcore?
There's not enough blood in that.
No,
she would own this game.
Yeah, that's true. She's more into
own
Resident
it as
Evil
in
style
possess
game.
It or own it as in PWN it?
Both.
Yeah, definitely both.
PWN it.
I didn't know how else to say it.
Tone. All right. So anyway, April 17th, you'll be able to pick up Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day for $20. As we all know, Jim Merrick has left Nintendo.
Bye, Jim.
But his replacement was announced. His replacement is Laurent Fischer. Laurent Fischer was previously the marketing director for Nintendo of France. So,
Laurent Fishburne?
That's Laurent Fishburne, thinking. Yes.
Laurent, L-A-U-R-E-N-T.
Laurent Fischer.
Laurent Fischer.
Well, what do we think? Do we think he's going to be able to stand up to Jim Merrick, or we're not interested?
I'm not interested.
Who's Jim Merrick again?
Who's that guy?
They're just replacing him in, like, in the Nintendo of Europe.
Well, yeah, that's where he left.
Yeah,
I thought he left Europe and came to America and then left for good.
Yeah, I don't think he ever made it across the Atlantic Ocean.
He left Europe and was supposed to come to America, but never came here.
Got lost on the way.
Nobody. He wasn't replacing anybody here. He was just taking a new job.
An iceberg.
Here. So he's gone, and Lawrence Fishburne is in.
Jim Merrick did his job well. Yes.
Yes, he did, but we wanted him to stay because he was doing very well.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, as long as this new character does just as good a job.
What does Laurent Fisher need to do to get our attention?
He needs to deliver Reggie to my front door.
I thought you said a wedgie.
I would like a wedgie.
That's to the back door.
Wow.
Name is Reggie.
All right. Woo! Anyway, we wish Lawrence Fishburne much luck.
He said Fishburne.
Curtis the Cowboy.
Oh, you purposely did
yes,
that.
Yes, I purposely did it.
Man,
that's what we call
quick.
A joke. All right.
Are those brain games, like, timed? Is there a time response? Because
would you like to talk about something we read last week?
Speaking of time,
we must be playing the green game now.
Wait, is that your time response?
Nikki Hill's always playing the brain game with himself, always constantly fighting that battle inside. All right,
come up a little short.
This week we got a special email from someone who will remain anonymous that has a certain context within the industry that has given us a little insider information. So I'm going to read the email that he sent to us, and it has some interesting information. He says, it's the Go Nintendo Mole again with another friendly nugget of news straight from Nintendo. I was with, I'm not going to say the name, this time for his conference call. In mid-spring, Nintendo will be producing Game Boy Advance Player's Choice titles. The first three titles will be Super Mario Advance, Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Advance 3 Yoshi's Island, and Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, and they'll all be $20. On top of that, a new Game Boy Advance SP color will be out. Pearl Pink, Mother Brain, I'm sure we'll enjoy that. And it's going to have the same brighter screen as Graphite and Pearl does. So,
it's too bad Mother Brain has nothing to say about it.
Mother Brain, would you like to comment on that, now that you're back at the table?
I had to make sure that...
Your phone was off?
My phone was off, because in the warehouse, when things happen... Everybody hears it on our podcast.
Well, how do you...
Well, thanks for caring about my input. Pearl Pink, I own a pink DS. So, you know, I'd like to keep the Pearl Pink going.
So you're saying you're going to buy this?
What is it?
Pearl Pink Game Boy Advance.
Oh, no.
No, I don't want that.
No, I mean, I have one. I have a silver Game Boy Advance.
Well,
you know, my silver Game Boy Advance, Raw Meat wouldn't let me. I was going to glue rhinestones to it, and he wouldn't let me do it. So.
Yeah, but also, this screen is a lot brighter.
This screen is very much brighter, and with the rhinestones on there, it would blind
see
you.
See that? She's
Mother Brain left
she's
the table again.
Away. She's out.
Anyway.
Before she gets a couple more
I'm back.
I'm glad to see that Nintendo's if this comes true, I'm glad to see Nintendo's finally doing Player's Choice titles on the Game Boy Advance. They've been around forever on console Nintendo systems, so it'll be great to pick up games cheaper like this. Because, I mean, there's over 800 Game Boy Advance games, or probably over 1,000, I think. So it'll be cool to pick up some of the older titles that you can't find anymore as Player's Choice titles. And the new Game Boy Advance SPs are selling extremely well, so I'm sure the pearl pink color will do just as well. I guess that's about it on that. Anybody have anything to say?
Is that a Brain Train game coming out?
Wow.
This just breathes more life into the SP. More time for the Game Boy Advance after this.
What they need to do is they need to put out some new micro
faceplates.
Yeah, I haven't seen many official Nintendo faceplates. I've seen some third-party ones that aren't too great, but I want to see Nintendo support the micro more because I really like the micro.
Everyone else is.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right. Got an interview from GameSpot. It's an interview with Brian Lee. He works for Microsoft. He was talking about the holiday season. So, Mother Brain, can you please play the part of GameSpot and I'll play the part of Brian Lee?
Sure. Now, about the 2006 holiday season, Nintendo's basically said it's going to launch the revolution around then, and analysts are saying that it's also when Sony will launch the PlayStation 3. Do you have anything specifically planned to respond to those console launches?
Well, if I did, I couldn't tell you, because I'd be setting up our competitors. We want them to we'd want to spring them on our competitors. We have planning assumptions on when we think they'll launch. We'll see if they actually hit those dates or not. The odd thing about this is, Nintendo, in a lot of ways, unless something changes, we're moving farther and farther away from being competitors. That's not a disrespectful statement towards them. It's just a strategy statement.
Do you basically feel like you're going after different markets?
I think that's generally right. We'll see. All the early indications are that the revolution is going to be a very nice little thing that's not based on the same kind of gamer experience that we're trying to push. No disrespect intended. It's just a different approach. Now here's the real question. Do you think he was saying that in a disrespectful manner or not? Is he genuine in saying that, or is he kind of attacking Nintendo a little bit?
He said no disrespect intended. Weren't you reading?
That's my point. Why does he have to keep saying that? If he, unless he knows it's going to be taken, do you think he knows it's going to be taken in the wrong way, or?
He's smart. He's saving his
own butt. Yeah, he
knows
if he offends Nintendo fans, they're going to, set up a bomb in his car.
Pretty much.
And that would happen. I don't know. I could go either way. I'd like to think that he is actually being genuine in what he's saying, but I don't know. We've heard some other, Microsoft people, like Bill Gates, make some pretty mean statements.
But on the message boards, doesn't somebody label him as a closed-minded turd?
That's what it was. There was a thread about Bill Gates, or asking if Bill Gates was a closed-minded
turd. I saw the word turd and I had to look. It was funny.
That's how you catch Mother Brain's attention on the message board. Just like turd in big letters.
Oh, wow. Turd. It's going to be all over the place now.
And she usually lasts for a good hour and then she might answer the thread and just say turd back. So
I heard that Microsoft, for the 2006 holiday season, was going to be releasing the Xbox 1080.
I thought you were going to work turd into there somewhere.
The turd box 1080.
You said the first one and nobody laughed. You said turd box and everybody laughed.
It makes everything funny.
I buy the turd box 1080.
Turd 60?
Turd 60.
No, not as good as the turd box.
Man, last couple weeks, nothing but toilet humor from us.
That belongs to
That's
the
why
bathroom.
We like it. That belongs to the bathroom. Tell it to the toilet.
Why don't we just start recording these in the bathroom?
Great acoustics.
Yeah. Exactly.
The warehouse bathroom?
Bad smell, though.
Only after you've been in there.
There's bad smell every week when some MB's here.
BM, MB.
BM or MB. All right.
Sir John Savage as Pizza Hut.
All right, that's enough of toilet humor. We are
or ice cream.
We're a respectable show, thank you. Famitsu did a poll about a poll from 113 retailers, 47 developers, and 370 gamers about the future of video games. The most anticipated gaming machine of 2006, according to the poll, is the PS3. 53% of developers, 57% of retailers, and 46% of gamers. Number two was the Revolution. 41% developers, 43% retailers, and 45% gamers. The 360 came in with 2.4% developers, 1.7% retailers, and 7.9% gamers.
Well, it's
so
already out.
Yeah, why
people be
anticipating? Man, I'm really excited about the 360 coming out last year.
You can still be excited about it because half the stores still don't even carry it.
And if you're going to be developing games for it.
Yeah. Alright, the number one gaming machine of 2006 picked by developers. Number one is the Nintendo DS with almost 50%. Number two is PS3. Number three is Revolution. Number four is PSP. And number five is the Xbox 360.
With 1.7%.
That is a wide margin.
Yeah, that's sad coming in behind PSP.
Yeah. same question posed to retailers. Retailers number one is the DS with 38.3%. PS3 number two, very close, with 31.5%. Revolution with 12.3%, and then a tie between PSP and Xbox 360
for 1.7%.
That hurts.
I think it's pretty important to note just that the fact that a handheld is being thought of as a better machine than all the consoles coming out.
I mean, I knew the opinion of the PSP was really low in Japan, but I didn't expect it to be that low, as low as the Xbox 360, because I know the people in Japan are not interested in the 360.
And what's really funny too is that there's hardly any information on the Revolution, and it still has 9% over Xbox 360.
Overall top platform from gamers. Gamers' pick for the PS3 was 40. Or number one pick was the PS3 with 40.3%. DS was number two. PS2 was number three, which I found odd. Revolution was number four. Xbox 360 was number five this time. Congratulations!
All right.
Not the bottom of the list. And PSP was number six with 0.3%.
That's, so less than one person out of 100.
Wait a minute, though.
And then, hold on. And then let me just make this last statement. In the article, it was stated that to keep in mind that gamers' decisions may have been based off of what they thought would be the number one selling system, not what they planned to buy. So all of these numbers could just be based off of what they thought would happen in the future, not their own personal purchases. So anyway, go ahead, Nikki.
Overall top platform, PSP came in with 0.3.
Yes.
But number one gaming machine, PSP, came in with 5.0, and they were above before Xbox 360. Like,
yeah, but this is gamers, difference? This is retailers, and this is developers.
Oh, I didn't even see that. There's parentheses. There.
Yeah, yeah.
Parenthetical.
I even said it as I was reading it, but, you know, why pay attention?
Do I? Yeah.
Go back to your brain.
Hey, guys, game. Webisode 25, Kirby Birthday Extravaganza!
Just let him go. All right, so here's the real question.
That's what she said.
Oh. The real question here is, Japanese gamers are posed with either an Xbox 360 purchase or a PSP purchase. Which would they buy? Because they hate them pretty much the same. I think, like, they should start doing it as in, like, buy a Nintendo DS, get a 360 for free. Japanese people would still be, no, you can keep
it. I don't have room, I can't carry it.
Why
send,
do we
send
think,
it back to the States.
Why do we think the opinion of the 360 and the PSP is so low in Japan? I don't, like, we know the PSP doesn't
Microsoft
have...
Is...
Well, we know why the 360 isn't really...
Well, the original Xbox did not sell well, so that's carrying over to the 360, I'm guessing. And then the PSP, I mean, there's such a high, they hold Sony's consoles in such high regard. Why is the PSP so low? I mean, I know they don't have a lot of games for it, but...
The PSP doesn't really offer anything new.
Battery life.
I mean, you're playing the games on the PS2 right now, and then you're playing the games on the PSP. The DS has the new feature of the touchscreen.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, PSP just isn't weird enough for Japan.
The Japanese do, like, innovative, quirky things like that, and that's a very good point that you make. So, poor PSP.
It's my first PSP. One after 25... podcast.
The PSP has been out, I think, about a year in Japan, and if its opinion is already this or if the opinion of it is already this low, I don't know what's going to happen to it in the future. I'd like to see a poll for Americans, though, because I'm sure the PSP will be much higher on the list.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Which is unfortunate.
I was thinking about buying a PSP because when I open my window, all these papers fly all around my room, so I want to kind of hold them down with something nice and heavy.
That's an expensive paperweight.
It'll work though, right?
Yeah, but you
pretty
saw...
Pretty expensive paperweight, PSP, P, 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 P.
Wow.
Can you edit that out?
Actually, can we cut it and throw it in more often?
I think I'm going to have that edited so that it's said and then, like, echoed and then silent.
One cricket.
So,
cricket sound.
That was it. So, yeah, I'd like to see a poll done in America. Mother Brain's thinking a turd again.
Here we go.
All right.
No, Nikki, I was making cricket noises.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Our friend, Outlaw Moogle, came across an interesting Nintendo patent over on the GameFAQ message boards. This patent is related to, I'll just read the official quote. A multiplayer networked video game playing system, including example video game consoles, analyzes speech to vary the font, size, and or color of associated text displayed to others. So what it's saying is, if you talked really quiet and had a feminine voice because you're a woman or a effeminate young man, yeah, like a little boy or something, like it would probably be like a light blue color or something like that. If you yell, the size of the text would change to either bold or a larger font, and if you were yelling, it might switch from a blue to a red to
so
show anger.
Would constantly be huge and red.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. But, yeah, I think that's a really cool idea. And this patent was made by Nintendo, or whatever the word I'm looking for. It's Nintendo's patent. So this would also prove a good way to change voice into text, but then the text could be censored because if kids are cursing, it would get the text and the text could automatically be censored or edited out. So that would solve Nintendo's problem about not wanting kids cursing across their internet games.
What about kids who mumble?
Well,
it would have garbled text.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a point I never thought about. It would teach kids to speak very eloquently.
Enunciate.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about that so much.
I think that's a really cool idea, though. Like I said, it's by Nintendo, or it's a patent from Nintendo. We don't know if it's going to be in a revolution or something on the DS, or maybe it's something that's never going to happen. But what do you guys think of this idea? Because we all know we wish that Mario Kart DS had voice chat and stuff like that. So do you think this would be a good way to solve that problem of taking out the cursing but keeping in the element of talking? No?
Yeah.
Can you say spoon?
That's a joke from the old site, if anybody remembers.
Another
that.
Another joke from the old site.
Let
be
it go,
I'm
Nikki
better
Hill.
With my beep than I am with my beep.
That's true. That has
and
nothing.
And I agree with that.
So yeah, the censoring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool idea. I'd like to see it implemented in at least a couple games. This is just to see how it works out.
I think there's a lot that goes into it, and if they can do it, power to them.
Nintendo. Power to
him. Ooh, now you're playing with more power to
him. All right.
Very good.
All right. All right.
Yeah, this would be pretty good on just about any kind of platform. I mean, it just seems so useful.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different games that could use it and that would benefit from it. And once again, it would keep out the cursing and stuff like that, which a lot of parents are worried about.
But I like to curse.
We know you do. And we know it's very hard for you not to do it during the show.
And we appreciate it that you don't.
You bargain sneaky bastard. You bargain ice holes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Someone else from Microsoft had some not-so-nice things to say about Nintendo. They were speaking of the Revolution's downloadable retro game service. This is Greg Canessa. He is the Xbox Live Arcade Group Manager.
Ooh.
And I was looking through this to edit what he said to try and keep it down to a minimum, but I think all the stuff he says is really important and shows how dumb he is. So, I'm gonna read all of it.
Oh, boy.
I think it was interesting to see Nintendo's announcement for the Revolution downloadable game service, which, of course, came over a year after we launched our initiative internally and around 9 months after we already launched the first generation of arcade for Xbox. I think it was a responsive move. Their service is interesting in a sort of retro way, but I view arcade as being much more than what they're planning on doing. Their service is kind of a subset of what we're doing. We have a retro coin-op category within arcade. The Midway titles have been performing amazingly, and we're doing a lot more in that space. Of course, we're doing Street Fighter. We've announced our partnership with Konami, Atari, Midway. More titles are coming from Midway, so we're going to be doing a lot in the retro space, console and coin-op. But that's just one part of the arcade strategy. He continues to say, we're taking a much larger view of this space than Nintendo. Arcade is really about small downloadable games of all types. Look at Geometry Wars. It's our Halo. That's not a 10-year-old retro title that you're running on some sort of emulator. That's a new title that was designed specifically for the 360. We have titles coming out from new independent developers that are coming up with new play concepts and innovative things for the next generation of consoles. When I look at Nintendo's Revolution's retro story, with all due respect to Nintendo, I think it's a small subset of the opportunity here. To be honest with you, a lot of those games are fun in your head when you think, oh yeah, I was 12. When I was 12, that was really fun. And you have these great nostalgic reasons to play them. Then you do play them, and they're just not fun anymore. But there are some great games like Joust or Gauntlet or Pac-Man that are as fun today as they were back then. A lot of those Nintendo games, you know, just aren't going to hold up.
Wow.
I'm going to contradict myself.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
contradict myself.
Would anybody like to make a comment about this?
I'm very confused.
He's very confused, too.
Just not very well thought out.
So, I got this idea for Xbox Live Arcade. We'll put retro games on there, and they'll sell really well, but Nintendo's idea to do their retro games, not gonna work.
They're copying us! Just like they're copying us by coming out with a new system. Thought of that first.
No, but he's right. Super Mario Brothers, the original, that's not fun anymore.
No.
It's not. Definitely not.
Zelda, Metroid.
The only thing I agree with him on here is that Microsoft came up with the idea of the Xbox Live Arcade first, which they did. That's the only thing that I can't dispute. But I don't understand how he can say games like Gauntlet, Joust, and all that stuff are great, but Nintendo's catalog just isn't going to hold up.
I didn't play Gauntlet on Nintendo.
Retro games... Yeah, exactly. Nintendo's retro games, just Nintendo alone, are held in such high regards. I know I still pick up those games and play them today. And they released all those Game Boy Advance games like they did this series.
We just played Cat Trap the other night.
Yes, we did. Cat Trap's a very old game. But Nintendo released their regular NES games on the Game Boy Advance on those new cartridges, and we all know that they didn't sell because nobody liked those. They sold extremely well! People do like those games!
Good thing, huh?
One question I have is, that whole idea of, like, the small little games, like those little arcade games, like Geometry Wars and stuff?
Yes.
Wasn't Nintendo kind of doing that, too? I don't know if they're doing it first, but with all the game designs and ideas for the DS, and how they were, like, a lot of those little games that you find online and everything.
Oh, nobody likes those, though.
Like Trigonometry Wars?
If Nintendo's doing them, nobody likes them. But if they're acquired by Microsoft, then people like them.
Makes sense to me.
Exactly. Because I would much rather play hours and hours of Gauntlet than I would any of the Mario Brothers, Zeldas, or any other Nintendo games.
No, but what I'm just saying is, he's trying to make the point that, like, Xbox came up with that idea first, but then I kind of think Nintendo was trying to, like, revolutionize the gaming in a way that, like, they're changing the styles of gameplay before Xbox started putting that stuff.
But I think what he's saying is, like, as far as the online component of it, like, supplying it through an online system. But, I think that comment, a lot of those Nintendo games, you know, aren't going to hold up. I don't understand why he says that. Like, Joust and Gauntlet are fun games, but if I had a chance to play if I had a chance to play Joust or Gauntlet compared to Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, or 3, I would pick the Mario Brothers.
I was just gonna say I really hate Gauntlet. I can only play up to like level 102 before it just starts getting old.
Is there anything you played when you were 12 that you still don't enjoy today? Like that kind of makes me laugh too. Like, I love Rainbow Bright still. She's fabulous. I liked her when I was a kid.
You're starting to scare us.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're talking about video games, not Rainbow Bright.
All right, so games that like the 7-Up game, Spot, still fun.
Games that
we just played Win, Lose, or Draw.
Games that I have fond memories of when I was younger, I still enjoy them now.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's the thing. He was trying to say that, you know, you only like it for nostalgia reasons. But
yeah, that's like the whole reason I still play video games at the age of 24.
Yay!
No, I'm sorry, that was a joke.
Did someone say birthday?
It's because of nostalgia, because, you know, I love playing video games as a kid.
Yeah, that's what keeps you going. Like, the games that you played when you were a kid are what kept you interested until
like
today.
You
hook 'em young.
It's like saying you read for nostalgia. Like, you read when you were a kid, you read now.
I brush my teeth when I was a kid, I do it now.
It's very nostalgic. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that just doesn't hold up. Please, Mr. Canessa, tell us what to think some more.
I have nostalgic reasons to play tons of games, not just Nintendo games. I'd like to say that I'm going to go on record saying that the Revolution's downloadable service of retro games is probably going to draw in a lot of people.
Definitely.
Because you have the people like us that play because we played it back in the day, we still remember them fondly, and then you have all new people that are playing that have never played it before.
Could you imagine kids who never played Mario?
Super Mario 128, when that comes out for the Revolution, are going to be like, oh wait, there's like millions of other Mario games, and they can go out and check all those out and where they started from.
They could get the whole history.
And kids and parents would have some new things to talk about at the dinner table.
Exactly.
Dad, did you play that game when you were little?
Why, yes I did, son.
Or Nikki Hill can go ahead and play every single Zelda that he missed between the original Zelda and Minish Cap.
And Nikki Hill will do that.
Yeah, I'm going to pretty much quit my job after... All right, I'm going to wait until I graduate from college, and I'm going to quit my job, and I'm not going to get another job or an internship anywhere, and I'm just going to play that for about 2 years straight, and then I'm going to come out of my house, realize that...
Take a shower first.
No, not
no,
even.
No, just go. Nope.
But realize that, global warming has pretty much destroyed the whole world, and I just have nothing to do.
Well, see, that's a good part for you, because people like us, people like us that are playing these games, we're only playing them for nostalgia, and we won't find them fun anymore. But you've never played them, so you will find them fun.
No, they won't be fun because they're old.
Oh yeah, that's right. Anything
kinda
old
like
is not
grandmas
good.
Aren't fun because they're old.
Oh. Wow. Old people are useless.
We should shoot them into space.
And you know, nobody likes old cars or anything like that.
No. Why even bother to think about where you came from when you can just focus on where you are now? And then the next day, forget about that. So each day...
But games that Xbox do that are older, okay.
That's good. Yeah. Now that's good.
That's considered coin-op.
I know,
arcade.
I love playing Pac-Man on Xbox Live Arcade. There is no Pac-Man on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, because it's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun. But Joust and Gauntlet are fun. Forever fun.
Yeah, all the Midway games are fun, but anything that Nintendo dealt with, even Pit Fighter.
Oh, Pit Fighter will forever be fun.
I just can't wait. I hope I can download Life Force.
That's the thing. That's a good point. The new compilation discs that are coming out, like the Sega compilation or the Sonic compilation or Sega compilations in general, or the Mega Man X or Mega Man compilations, those aren't selling well at all. Where is this guy getting his information from? These titles are always in the top 10 when they come out.
Well, you're confusing me. I thought they were selling well.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
What?
I just don't get it. I don't know.
There was so much sarcasm in this last piece. It's hard to keep track of where we are.
Yeah, whatever.
I just want to say I'm sure he's a really nice guy. He just needs to play that game. That brain game.
He's a really nice guy.
He needs to play that name game.
He's just a little misguided.
We wish him well.
Oh. Wow.
All right. To end on a good story.
That was a good story.
Well, to end on a happy story. Trade magazine MVC from the UK is reporting that it is very, extremely likely that Mr. Satoru Iwata himself will be speaking about the revolution at the Game Developers Conference, which takes place March 20th through the 24th. They didn't give a specific day when he will be speaking, and he's not even confirmed to speak yet. But apparently their sources are extremely reliable, and they say he'll be talking revolution, and we can expect that there might be talks of price, an official launch date, games, other stuff like that. So we have the Game Developers Conference to look forward to for information. The DICE Summit is this week where Reggie will be talking, and Nintendo.com said to pay attention to that. E3 is going to be huge for Nintendo, and there's something going on February 15th where there'll be talk about the DS Lite and possibly some other Nintendo information. So we have a lot of dates to look forward to. Does anybody think anything interesting will come out of the Game Developers Conference since it's so close to E3? No?
I think they'll bait us.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, they've been since we first heard about the revolution.
What is it on the commercial? A swoop and squat or a squat and swoop?
I don't want to hear those types of phrases during the show.
No, it's the Allstate commercial, right?
What?
Where the guy gets...
Let's just keep it the bait and switch. I don't want to get into swoop and squat.
You know what's going to happen? There's going to be one point where he's going to come out on stage and he'd be like, you know what? You've already played the revolution. Everyone's going to be like, what? And, like, they snuck it in somehow, and everyone's been playing it for years.
I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No,
what
it's
I
true.
Think is going to happen is Reggie's going to say, allow me to show you the revolution, and his eyes will project an image, and we'll all be amazed. And he use Reggie's hands and move his body. Yeah, his body.
He'll no, he's going to announce
like that one game in whose
he'll touch his
anyway?
Giant, sexy frame.
They're going to announce it and then erase everybody's brain.
Well, that one
like
game
in Men in Black.
The one game in whose line is it anyway? Like, people from the audience came out and moved the actors around and stuff.
Yeah, that was kind of perverted.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's not like
that. Is
that
the UK version? Or? Oh, I think they did it in the American
version.
They
did do it in the American version,
too.
Yeah,
I hated that one.
They played a version of it where Richard Simmons was a guest on the show.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
I saw that.
Amazing for a lot of scary reasons.
I love Richard Simmons.
And on that note, we'll go into questions. I'll be covering
what are your thoughts on Richard Simmons?
Link 613's questions, of which he has 7 this week. Congratulations.
Whoa.
You'll be taking up the bulk of the questions this week, so everyone be mad at Link 613. Question number 1. What are your thoughts and ideas to what Nintendo is keeping secret about the revolution? Well, we just said it. Reggie is the revolution. He laser control. You eyeball. Does anybody have any real guesses about what they're keeping secret?
I think they're going to have a crazy controller.
You know that thing we showed you? That's just part of it.
Yeah, I think at this conference, Reggie's just going to turn into Master Control.
Master Control. I don't know what... I think there's still something secret about the controller that we don't know.
Inside the controller is like... you saw the Matrix, Reggie. Right?
With
the thing that, that plugs into your the back of your head. Oh. Well, it's going to plug into your wrist.
Oh.
And your mind is going to control
it. And it
that's what that
go.
Little port for
that's
is
right.
on the bottom.
No, you're thinking of Johnny Mnemonic.
Nobody's thinking of Johnny Mnemonic.
But it won't let you go. But you'll be able to use the controller for everything.
What are you talking about?
No,
I think stop.
It'll
plug in and it'll constantly be plugged into the controller. But you can use it as a pencil and it'll shoot ink like a pen,
just like all pencils do,
and like squid.
You can use it like a pencil and it'll shoot ink like a pen.
That's an amazing tool.
Revolution's so bad now.
But the ink thing
He's
works.
He's so serious. Let's listen.
The ink thing still works too. If you get attacked by somebody, you can spray it as if you were a squid.
Wait! Can I give a visual? Mickey Hill just did the fake gun trigger finger.
Squirt, squirt,
squirt, squirt.
Is that how you would squirt?
Squirt, squirt, squirt,
yeah.
squirt.
We got a cricket sound here too.
No, it'd be like Spider-Man.
Oh.
It's on your wrist.
Does anybody else have any real answers about that, or are we going on the question too?
It's gonna be awesome.
I feel like we're all tapped
They're
out.
They're hiding the awesome from us. All right, number two. Would you prefer to see any movie based on a Nintendo franchise as an animated/CG film or live action?
Animal Crossing.
All right, let's go around the table, starting with Lube this time.
I believe there already was a movie. It was called Super Mario Brothers.
All right, you're done. You're done. John the Savage.
John Leguizamo.
Yes!
And I'd like a Zelda thing, but it would have to be like regular animation, and it would have to be serious. And I don't want any voice actors for Link. It would have to be It would have to be very true to the game.
I would like to see Zelda, but I think I'd like to see it live action, as long as it was done with care. And I'd like to see a silent Link also. I think that would be really cool.
Kulim.
Yes, and Mickey,
a lovely tingle.
I take it back. I don't want a Zelda movie. I just want a movie
all about Tingle.
Tingle the movie.
Played by Danny DeVito.
Oh my God.
Sick.
Nick Hill, so do you gross. Have a choice?
I'm going to have to say at the moment, I don't want to see any live action film or any films based on Nintendo franchises. I'm not too huge on video game movies just because I've yet to see one that I've really enjoyed.
They can
there's some sort of formula that people have not figured out yet, and once they figure it out, then I'll
Mr. Bowl has figured it out with
no, let's not talk about
Blood Rain.
Just,
Blood Rain and
Blood Rain, what do you think?
House of the Dead.
Well,
excellent
I was
movies.
Gonna say that it tends to, if you make a movie of the video game, it tends to sour your experience of the movie. And
so what's your answer?
Well, I would like to see a Saturday morning cartoon of Animal Crossing.
Yes, we need to bring back a Nintendo Saturday morning cartoon. That'd be awesome.
All of them.
Do they even have cartoons?
You know
mornings?
What?
They do.
I'm gonna go off on a tangent here.
Oh.
Not Saturday mornings, but afternoons on the WB.
Yeah.
Kids WB is gone. Now when kids come home from school, they can watch ER and what's that show with Rory? I hate that show.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
I like that.
That's
show.
What kids come. But that's what 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids come home and watch after school. Where's their Pokemon? Where's their cartoons? That drives me so nuts. I hate that.
It's the whole campaign trying to get them outside. They put
I know that
on television.
I know that the WB and UPN are joining together for the CW network, so maybe it'll bring the cartoons back then.
No.
But as for now, it makes me so mad.
They can watch Laguna Beach.
Oh, that's true. I take it back.
The Parkers.
I take it back. The Parkers is a great
bring
show.
Bring back Animaniacs.
Yeah, we need good. Bring back Animaniacs when it was good. The last season
the thing,
was horrible.
Bring back
those...
Freakazoid.
Yes! Freakazoid!
Those older cartoons, Freakazoid. Like the Looney Tunes Freakazoid. And stuff, were so music based. It was incredible.
Freak you. Freak me.
Okay.
And I don't know. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's just the little quirky things, I guess, that you totally miss out on.
Well, I'm sorry for going off on that tangent, but I feel very
what
strongly.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What if they had an animated Gilmore Girls? Would you support that?
No.
No. I if you like Gilmore Girls, that's fine, but I personally do not like that show.
What if they made a Gilmore Girls Nintendo game?
They make Barbie games.
I might force myself to try it, but
yeah, you would. You'd own it. I guarantee it.
I'd own it already.
In what sense?
Kirby, do you have any Nintendo franchise you'd like to see hit the big screen? How about Kirby?
There you go.
They already made
Kirby, Kirby. Yeah.
The Kirby cartoons.
How about a live-action Kirby?
Right back at you.
Live-action Kirby.
How about a live-action...
John Goodman as Kirby.
How about a live-action Smash Brothers?
Oh, wow, that'd be amazing, wouldn't
it? It'd be kind of like Pokemon, wouldn't it? Like all the battling and stuff?
It would be a lot more like Mortal Kombat.
And it'd be, yeah, it'd be rated rated NC-17.
Except, like, you're fighting...
On a Saturday
like,
morning cartoon.
Falcon Punch!
Show me your moves!
All right.
Graphic violence and partial nudity.
Yes!
Yeah! All right, number three. Just a scenario I thought of. Nintendo and Apple decide to merge and become one company. How do you see this affecting both markets that these companies are in? That's the one aspect that we've never
for
discussed
the good.
This with.
iPod revolution.
It'd be
yeah, think about it. The Nano looks like a very small revolution controller. So you just elongate it and you're set.
I think it would be for the good of both companies. I mean, not that I want to see Nintendo merge, but if it happened, I think both of them would only benefit.
I'd rather merge with Apple than with Microsoft.
Yes, I would hopefully both of them would turn out well and it'd work for both markets. Because Apple's marketing team is doing an excellent job, and Nintendo's starting to mimic Apple's marketing jobs and the direction that they take. So, it would be cool, I think, to see that union. I think it would work out very well for both of them.
I think it would be weird.
I just don't want to see a lot of accessories where you have to buy all these different parts, and each one is...
Apple Tendo is what they would call it.
Yeah, is what they kid would say.
Maybe they'd call it Napple.
They might.
Apple. Apple.
Well, see, the good thing about the accessories is you probably won't have to worry about it because I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, but that's something that would definitely be affected.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look at how many accessories Apple has for the iPod alone. It's insane. Number four. Think any of you guys will ever come out to San Francisco for a visit? Well, we're coming after E3. We'll be in that area, so... yes?
So no.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
No.
The cities are right next to each other.
Do you think you'll ever come out to New Jersey for a visit? I don't think so.
It's way cooler in New Jersey.
Whoa. Well, we'll be out there, and I don't know what our schedules are going to be like, but if you're in the area, maybe we'll have something set up to get in touch. I don't know, but we're going to be out there, so.
But it's a nice thought, thank you.
It is, it is.
We'll at least be on your coast.
That's right.
The ocean's on the wrong side out there.
Number five, do you think it will be possible for to have four GameCube controllers... four Revolution controllers hooked up at the same time for some 8-player gaming action, i.e. a basketball
that
game.
That sounds...
Or Smash Brothers.
Scandalous.
I don't see why not. I mean, I'm sure they could do it. I just don't know if they would set it up like that.
Yeah, just gotta find enough holes.
Would the Revolution have enough ports for that?
Revolution controller is concerned, yes, and then it's going to have four controller ports for the GameCube controller, so you could do it, but I don't know if they would set that up.
I think your living room would start getting a little crowded, don't you?
I think they might give you the option for some games to use the Revolution controller or the GameCube controller for retro games or something like that.
But you can sit in tiers. Like you can have one row sitting down on the floor and one row sitting behind them in chairs.
This would be awesome on my 13-inch screen TV.
Who has that many friends, though?
Ronnie. I was thinking we could start installing stadium seating in your living room.
So let's say this. If they did it, we would support it.
Yeah.
All six of us.
We have more. Number six.
Thanks.
Very good.
I saw that one coming.
That was witty. Do you think Nintendo should keep the name Revolution? I'd like to go around the table on this one. Mother Brain, go ahead.
Yes.
Speak louder, please.
Yes!
I couldn't hear you the first time, said. Kirby?
Well, since I can't think of a better name than Revolution, yeah.
Apple Tendo. Nikki Hill?
Yeah, let's stick with it.
John the
let's
Savage?
Stick with it.
Napple? I mean, yeah, I don't know what else we'd call it.
And don't you think
awesome, wacky, fun controller?
Oh, you stole Lube's idea. I can
not
see it all
the controller. It's not just about the controller, JTS.
Don't you think we'd all be more inclined to call it the Revolution no matter what they changed its name to?
No, I have a great name.
Lube, should it stay the Revolution, or do you have a great name?
I have a great name. Should be Nintendo In Your Face-tion.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great name.
With a fist coming out of the words. I hit you in the face.
You've officially ruined Kirby's birthday.
Like punch out?
In your facial. Wait, how
do you spell facial? Like this. In your
facial. That's how you spell it.
F-A-T-I-O-N. Facial.
And just for the record, Lube just punched Kirby in the face.
Happy birthday, you idiot.
Birthday black eye.
You get 24 birthday punches.
And one for good luck and one to grow.
I like the Revolution. I like the name Revolution. I really hope they stick with it.
It's totally a ripoff of the Xbox 360.
Though. If you're comparing Xbox 360,
it just won't hold up.
PlayStation 3 and Revolution, I think the best name is Revolution. But Nintendo has said that that's not going to be the name, which they've said before, and they've kept the name. So hopefully they'll keep Revolution.
GameCube 2.
Number 7. Any news from Mark Rain since he said he was going to answer our questions? Funny that you say that. I just talked to Mr. Rain a couple weeks ago. He apologized for not being able to meet up at CES. We tried to get in touch with him. I left him voicemails. I emailed him as soon as we got back from the trip to see what happened. Never heard from him. I emailed him again, and he apologized and said he'd like to set something up. So I think this is going
to
be a vicious cycle
He's
for the rest of my
Jersey.
Life. We'll try at E3. We will get Mark Rain somehow, some way.
Will he meet us at the Nintendo World Store and sit down in, like, where they have all the DSs in that circle thing and sit down at,
yes,
in the circle thing and chat with us there about Nintendo?
Chat.
I don't know. Why would we want to do that? Just to surround him with Nintendo? Mm-hmm. That's his payment? But
Pokemon.
I think he's avoiding us because he's trying to make people forget about what he said. But we won't forget it, and we'll keep on him. So, any more updates, and I'll let you guys know. Mother Brain will be taking Captain N's questions.
I will. I'll be taking them all the way home.
Okay.
The Xbox 360 seems to be a rushed release. And with problems with a high number of systems, do you think they've lost the race already?
I don't think they've lost the race already. I think they'll do fine in America. In Japan, I think it's over already.
Yeah, if you see those poll numbers, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do to make the 360 popular over there, because Halo 3 isn't going to do it because Japanese don't like first-person shooters. So they're screwed in the Japanese market.
The reason I think Japanese don't like it is because the power supply is so big.
They live in small houses and they have no room for it.
Yeah, when it's the size of one of their cities.
Well,
I don't think it'll ever happen in Japan.
I'm going to build a house out of power supplies. Instead of using bricks, I'm going to use power supplies from Xbox.
Chibi Robo would love it.
As far as America goes, they definitely have done. They didn't do as well as they expected to in the American market. They say it's because they weren't able to put out enough systems.
Blah, blah, blah.
And when everyone starts throwing their 360s out into, like, the garbage, all the hobos can live in the power supplies instead of the refrigerator boxes.
and it'll keep them nice and toasty.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't think it's over for them, but I don't think they're doing as well as they expected to in America. It's over in Japan. Go ahead, Mother Bird.
Captain N wishes for us to know this little tidbit of information. Do you know that Nintendo has never had a major issue with a console launch?
As far as I know, I cannot think of any. The only issue they really had was with the Virtual Boy, and the issue was nobody bought it. So
everybody vomited while playing.
But they haven't. As far as I've seen the major websites say that Nintendo hasn't had any problems with console launches. They test the product, they put a lot of time and work into it, and they don't put it out before it's ready. So that's why they are always so successful with console launches. It's like less than 2% of people that buy it have problems, which is, I think the number that's allowable for new electronics is 3 to 5%, or that's the average. So Nintendo's done a very good job, and they just have great quality control, which is something Microsoft could learn from. Go ahead, Mother Brain.
What have been your 2005 moments for Nintendo? And I think we'll go around the table. I'll start.
I was just going to let you yell the answer again.
We're
going to go around the table. I'll start.
Because I have a good one and I want anybody else to take it.
Go ahead.
Obviously the DS Wi-Fi connection.
That's a very good one.
Thank you. Kirby?
I'm going to say, I don't know, playing Resident Evil 4. It was fun.
Ooh, that's an excellent one. That is a good one.
We're on a roll tonight. Lube Express, what do you have for us?
Would you like us to come back to you?
Yes.
I could have said that. You keep thinking and we'll come back.
But it's so hard to think.
Mr. Savage, lay it on us.
I enjoyed playing Minish Cap the most.
Oh, that was a good one too.
Well done. Mr. Meat?
This is a very tough decision for Mr. Meat.
They all are.
I don't know. I just think the unveiling of the Revolution and its downloadable service, just that announcement, really got me excited for the next console.
All right, thank you. And that's everybody. We'll go back to Lou.
I'll pass my turn over to Nikki Hill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget you?
Still sitting here. You couldn't find me behind your big hair.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go with.
Is my hair really that big today?
Okay, please, please.
Good move, Nikki Hill.
Nikki Hill, what's your answer?
The third or fourth time they pushed back Twilight Princess.
That's my choice.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
That's a great answer.
And Lou?
Since Nikki Hill brought up Twilight Princess, it's going to be the trailer for it, actually.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah, the last trailer that they've done.
Yeah, that's undeniable proof that the game is eventually going to come out.
And it's going to have
the game exists.
Or at least, it's going to have a Conan the Barbarian soundtrack.
They put enough time into making a very convincing trailer.
The reason is because of the Conan the Barbarian soundtrack.
So those are some pretty good moments from last year.
Nintendo has given us a year full of good moments.
And this...
Sorry, can I change mine though?
Sure, go ahead. Would you like to talk about brain training?
First, I'd say something nice about my hair.
Beautiful.
It is excellent.
It kind of puffs up on the top.
Go ahead.
I think my 2005 moment would be sitting out in front of the Nintendo World Store waiting for
the
Miyamoto. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That forgot was very that. Lovely.
You think Miyamoto thinks about us at night like we think about him?
At night? I don't really think about him.
He thinks
I dream about
him.
Oh, that's right. He dreams about nose hairs. You're right.
Everlasting nose hairs.
That all of us get tangled up in.
What?
Well,
nose hairs get in our mouths.
I have an announcement about the song this week. We did our contest last week, and apparently I misjudged our audience. A lot of people didn't.
Are just not.
I got a lot
Nintendo
of
fans.
Y'all need to go back to brain training school.
Wait. Is this about the Cisco joke?
No. A lot of people answered the contest. I got a lot of answers this week. Not one right answer. A lot of guesses that I can understand where you're coming from, but not a right answer. So what I'm going to do is, we're going to keep the same song this week, and I'm going to open it up to the website. I'm going to post it on the website with the sound clip. We're going to let it go one more week, and I'll see if we're able to get at least some right answers out of it. So,
we know you can do it.
I'm debating on giving a hint or not.
No.
Okay, no hint, says Lube, and Lube's the real boss. So, we'll give you another week. It'll be up on
the site.
Can
I at least ask which console it was?
No, you cannot, because that would be a hint.
I'll give you a hint. It's a Nintendo console.
Oh! So, it's like they were twins just then.
So, you guys will get another week to try. And there's no harm in answering a million times. You can take a
he means
you
a
can
million.
Take a couple guesses this time.
But
because...
I mean, if you have the right answer, don't keep giving in the right answer. We're only gonna take your name once.
Yeah, I mean, like if you have a couple different guesses, go for it, and I'll include you in that. I had one kid or person that emailed me that
kids are people too.
They gave the answer of Banjo-Tooie. And they said, please don't count me as wrong because I'm not sure how to spell it. And I was like, aw, that's so sweet, but he's not right anyway. I felt so bad. I was going to be like, it's blah, 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 but this kid said Banjo-Tooie, so he's the winner! But we'll give it one more week, so good luck to everybody. And I guess that's
luck of the Irish to ya.
We're going to celebrate Kirby's birthday now! While the brain's going to go to sleep.
That's how I celebrate in my sleep.
You celebrate like the circus.
I believe we have...
What?
I don't know.
Say that louder.
It wasn't... It
we
was
celebrate
really a...
like a circus.
Well, the only song I had in my mind was...
like 1967.
Well, we got a delicious Elmo cake back.